Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, folks, I hope you're ready, because it's very obvious that Joe Biden's predicted dark winter has come very early. It's come here in the fall, and it's only going to get worse. Now, we have seen in the past several months the prices of almost everything skyrocket to the point where there's really people who literally cannot afford to get to work. Gas has went from an average of $2 and a few cents a gallon to about $3.50 in most places, and some places far, far higher, and heading, experts say, for $5 in those places that's $3.50 now. So you can only imagine the places that are $7 a gallon, what that's going to be. We are seeing shortages of just about everything from pet food, lumber, all the way up to home goods, our groceries. Now we're being told, well, you know, you may have to consider an alternate dish for your Thanksgiving feast other than turkey, because turkeys are going to be hard to come by. And if you do manage to get one, you can expect that they're going to double in price. Now, folks, I'm telling you, there are still people walking the face of this earth who will look you dead in the eye and say, this doesn't have anything to do with the president or any of his decisions. These people are not to be taken seriously anymore. They are a member of a cult. And the cult will never turn on the cult leaders. It doesn't happen that way. They have to be deprogrammed, literally. Remember when everyone was saying, well, it's the Trump supporters who are the cult. Well, if I have to choose a cult to be in, I guess I'll take the cult where gas is $1.97 a gallon. The unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in ages and ages and ages. Businesses are coming back to this country. We have revamped our military with new weapons and made them a much more modern and certainly a better protected United States of America because of it. The police feel empowered to do their jobs rather than to be a member of a cult where everything's unaffordable if you can find it. The criminals are being let out of jail. The people who aren't criminals, parents who are concerned about their children, are being thrown in jail. Riots are considered absolutely 100% ethical, and there's no problem to it at all. CRT is normal in school, and we're going to be getting to that. I'm going to tell you something. If you have a child, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you are a parent, you want to listen to this entire show. Because in one of the last segments, I'm going to discuss some things that is literally going to make you scream out loud about the indoctrination of our children, not just into a social justice warrior society, but into something far, far more nefarious than that. Anyway, let's talk about the supply chain, shall we? While we have all of these cargo ships just sitting in the water, no way to unload them because nobody's working anymore, comes the news that these shipping crates, the cost to get them here has went up, are you ready for this, 300%. Now, once they are unloaded, of trucking them has went up 38%. And that's not counting the gasoline. That's just counting the actual cost to get it there. Now, if you want to factor in the cost of the fuel to get it there, it's probably 50% higher. So 350% higher to get the goods to your store. What is it that you exactly think the store is going to do? Sell it for the same price as always and lose money? Do you think that's a winning proposition while they have to pay their employees top dollar? You can't pay your employees $12 an hour or $13 an hour anymore, $15 full medical, and you have to do X, Y, and Z. And oh, by the way, the cost of everything's going up 350%. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you, but don't gouge the public or they're going to be very, very unhappy with you. You think that's not a part of a greater scheme to just literally cripple this economy, bring us to our knees? So we'll be thankful for any little thing we get. Remember, we have to lower our expectations. You can't expect to have a turkey on the table at Thanksgiving. That was the old world. That was the old world where you had three supermarkets within a five-mile period and all of them were fighting for your business, so their turkeys were either giving away their turkeys or about 19 cents a pound. Now you have to go to three supermarkets to find one, and they're going to the highest bidder, I guess. You think that's an improvement? That's what I need to ask all of you anti-Trumpers, all of you never-Trumpers. You think this is an improvement? You think our country now is better off? How are we better off? Well, let's take a good look. Let's take a good hard look. Is our fuel prices any better? No, they're much, much, much worse. Okay, has our economy risen to the point where we can see marked improvement? No, it's tanked. The economy's tanked. How's the jobless numbers doing? Terrible. How's things going on the foreign affairs route? Oh, horrible. How's our educational system going? It's a debacle. Shall I go on? Is there anything that is working better in this country right now under Joe Biden than was working under Donald Trump? And the answer is no. The answer is absolutely no. Because when you pull what Biden is pulling, which is basically just printing money, you devalue your own currency, and then everything costs more. And when you add that up to inflation anyway, from jobless rates and the cost of fuel and the cost of shipping, you have an absolute disaster on your hands. And that's what we have, and it's going to get worse. Joe Biden's dark winter is already here, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. Kamala Harris, when she can stop laughing for 30 seconds, said, you know, I would recommend that all the Christmas shoppers, they do their Christmas shopping very early because it could be possible that there's going to be major shortages. Why? Why? We live in the United States of America. How come? How come we have this dramatic change? In 9 months, this has changed, and everyone wants to blame it on the pandemic. But you see, it's not the pandemic's fault. It's the rules you garnered because of the pandemic. The pandemic itself did not cause this. Your ridiculous handling of the situation caused this. And I know there's going to be people saying, well, Trump had it for a little while. Yeah, I know. I know. And, you know, those 14 days to slow the spread, that's beginning to sound, they call me crazy. But that's beginning to sound like a lie. 14 days. It's been almost 2 years with no end in sight. Because they like it this way. When they tell you to lower your expectations, that is a dog whistle for this is the way it is going to be. Do not expect things are going to be like they were under the Trump administration where everybody was bringing home more of their paycheck. I mean, this is very simple. This is not a hard thing to grasp, folks. I know there are some people who said, I didn't see any tax cut under Donald Trump. I didn't get anything back at the end of the year. No, because you got more in your paycheck every single week. And guess what you did? It's almost like getting a raise. Guess what you did with that extra money? You had already budgeted your money. You said, okay, I'm bringing home X amount of money. Here's my budget. All of a sudden, your budget had $30, $40, $50 more in it every week. And you said, maybe I'll go out to eat once more. Maybe I'll go see that movie. Maybe I'll buy that new pair of sneakers. And the economy was stimulated because the supplies were there. Now, they're going to lie to you, and they're going to tell you the economy's doing so well because everyone got out of their COVID lockdowns, and everyone went and bought stuff. And they bought so much stuff that the shelves are empty. The manufacturers can't make it quick enough. Well, that's funny, because every manufacturer is saying, we've got plenty of stuff. We just got no way to get it there. So they're lying to you. You see, there's a big difference between we ran out because it's so popular and people are buying so much of it, and we can't even get the product to the store. That's a big difference. You think if manufacturers were selling so much, they wouldn't ship more? Is that what you would do if you had a business? Oh, wow, we sold out of all of our merchandise. Ship more. Double the orders. That's what stores would be saying. Double my order. Triple my order. I can sell a lot of these. Unfortunately, they can't double your order. They can't triple your order. They can't even give you half an order because they can't get it here. And when they do get it here, it's double the price. What do you think that's going to do to the economy? See, people are holding on to their money now. People are saying, I'm not going to be so quick to spend. This is going to be a dark winter. Unemployment rates, I mean, let's face it, they're cackling about, well, it's not really that bad. Yeah, because people have totally left the workforce. Calculate these numbers. It's only people who are looking for a job. There are people who are flat out saying, I'm not even looking anymore. I'm not even looking anymore. In the meantime, these mandates that are costing people their jobs are only going to exacerbate the situation. Now, we can talk about, well, it's going to be doctors and nurses and police officers, and all that is terrible. And it's going to greatly affect our healthcare system. It's going to affect crime in the streets. Our soldiers are walking out. Our military is walking out. That's going to greatly affect our defense. But more than that, your average everyday 9-to-5er is being forced to make a choice. Take a vaccine that has not been proven to stop you from getting the disease and has not been proven to stop you from spreading the disease or lose your job. Well, that's very interesting because if you have a test, a COVID test, and you come back negative, that means you do not have it. And if you do not have it, therefore, obviously, you cannot spread it. So why, instead of pressing for tests, would you press for a mandate of vaccines? Why would you do that? I mean, I could almost see it if they said, look, you don't have to take any vaccine that you don't want to, but once a week, you got to take a COVID test. Well, they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that because if they did that, that would mean you don't have to take the vaccine. And there's going to be a whole bunch of people who are no longer a billionaires. If every person on earth doesn't get it, remember when we were told 50% and everything will be fine? Then they upped it to 60%, everything will be fine, 65%, 70%. We now have 80% of the country, and that's not good enough. Joe Biden says 99% is good enough. 99%. That's never going to happen. So what are we in for this winter? Well, folks, we are in for a bad situation. The cost of heating your house is going to literally probably double. And I'm being conservative. It could double. It could really double. It could go worse than that. Electric prices are going to be up. Food prices are going to be up. Goods and services are going to be up. You've all noticed it. See, this is the thing. People walk by, they know, they see the prices. Everybody that goes shopping, they know, oh, this has went up a quarter, this has went up 50 cents, this has went up a dime. They know. But they try to say, oh, well, this has nothing to do with the president, just like the price of oil. I've heard people, that has nothing to do with the president. OPEC sets the prices. Okay, well, let me educate you. Not most of you listening to the show because you already know. But let me educate you how to educate those people who tell you that. They're right. OPEC does set the prices on their oil. We're under no obligation to buy it. OPEC could say we want $5,000 a barrel and we could tell them to go pound sand. And we'd be without gas and oil. The problem is Joe Biden closed all the pipelines. Joe Biden stopped this country from being energy independent. See, when we were energy independent and we had a reserve of our own and a huge amount, we were exporting. We were the number one exporter. We could tell OPEC, look, we really don't need your oil. We could buy it and help you out, or we don't have to. You know, it's like when that little mom-and-pop deli opens up and they charge you $6 for a jug of milk because they're the only game in town. And then a Dollar General moves in, right? And all of a sudden it's like, oh, I got a choice now. You don't have to hold me hostage for that $6 a gallon milk anymore. And watch how the price comes down in mom-and-pop's store. Well, that's what happened with OPEC. OPEC was saying, we want this much a barrel. Donald Trump was saying, keep it. As the oil was beginning to waste away on the oil field, they were saying, okay, we're going to reduce it. And he still said, keep it. There was a point in time when they were literally giving it away. They were literally giving it away. So now when Joe Biden decides we are going to make sure this country is anything but energy independent, and we're going to be at the mercy of OPEC, OPEC says, remember when you held our feet to the fire? Wise guys. Remember when you told us to keep the oil and it was wasting away in the barrels in the fields? $80, $90, $100 a barrel now. Eat it. And then you got Joe Biden on television saying, could you please manufacture some more and help us out? You idiot. You did this to us. And all of your supporters who say the president doesn't set the gas prices, I don't know what school you went to or what kind of education you have. But while the president himself does not write down on a piece of paper and post it in every little gas pump around the world what they charge, the president greatly affects the prices that OPEC can charge and get away with charging. You understand? It's not rocket science. It's supply and demand. They have an abundance of supply, and we don't have that big a demand here. Because we have our own, guess what happens? The prices go down. And then guess what happens when oil prices go down and gas prices go down? Shipping becomes cheaper. People travel more to go to various other places that they probably don't go to normally and spend their money. You have more pocket money because you're not filling up your tank at $5 a gallon. So the economy becomes more stimulated because you're buying more things because you have more money. This is what ends up happening. His very first decisions as president were dead wrong. He knew they were dead wrong because he told us expect this dark winter. When someone flat out tells you it's going to be a dark winter, and it's not even summer yet, basically, you have a pretty good idea that what they're doing, they realize what the effect is going to be. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, in the meantime, we're starting to learn a little bit about his administration, aren't we? We're listening to Merrick Garland testify, answer questions. And I have to reiterate the words of Tom Cotton, who said, thank God you never made the Supreme Court. I have never been less impressed in my lifetime with the intelligence of an individual who's going to hold such a high position in this government. This man literally knows nothing. And if he does, he's not willing to say it. He, when asked about this, having the FBI investigate parents as domestic terrorists, who so much as intimidate in any way, shape, or form a school board, even phone calls, that's what was written in the letter, even phone calls can be intimidating. He says, no, I never said that. It's only in cases where somebody threatens physical violence. Oh, well, okay. Well, could you name me some cases where people threaten physical violence? Did you do any research on it? The school board wrote a letter. Oh, so you just took the school board's word for it. You didn't do any research on your own to see, is this really happening or are they over-exaggerating? Somebody might have. No, did you? That's your job. Do you know if anybody did? I don't really know of any. I'm not aware of any. Well, are you kidding? Are you kidding me? This is exactly who you want? This is a man you want to put in this high a position? He knows nothing. Do you know how many people were left in Afghanistan? I don't know. I'm not really sure. Okay, well, are you sure of anything? I know I didn't write that in that letter. Well, you didn't write the letter. No, the school board wrote the letter. Did you read the letter? Someone did. Oh, but you didn't? This is a joke. This man is a joke. This is a guy who wanted to be a Supreme Court justice. You've got to be kidding me. I wouldn't elect this man dog catcher. This is the guy that shows up at your door and says, there's a dog is somewhere. Somebody told me. Yeah, I don't have a dog. Oh, okay. My mistake. And drives by six dog coops in the back of your house and doesn't realize that you lied. That's the guy. Congratulations, Joe. Great nominee. Great. Great. It's almost unbelievable to listen to this guy. Almost unbelievable. He has no answers for anything, and when he's confronted, he doesn't even have any fire in his belly. That's another thing. At least if you're confronted and somebody yells and screams at you and says, you need to do, you say, hey, you listen to me. I'm doing my job to the best of my ability. I've done X, Y, and Z. You haven't been here doing this. You haven't been here knowing that. You're sitting here grilling me, but you don't know what I did. He don't even do that. Because he hasn't done anything. He can't come back with anything. So he just takes his punishment like the kid who got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. You can say, I don't want any cookies as much as you want. Your hand was in the jar. So you don't have a lot of defense. So instead he just, I don't know. I could look into it. I suppose I could look into it. He don't know. He don't know. Absolutely pathetic. Performance, one of the worst I have ever seen. Meanwhile, they're bragging about, the first time, 4-star general to be a woman is actually a 50-some-odd-year-old man. 60-year-old man. It's a man. That's a slap in the face to every woman. Oh, the first female. First female? The first female's a male? Because he wears a fright wig that it looks like he got at Party City for about $1.50 on clearance? And some dress out of a friggin' back of a thrift store somewhere? Come on, folks. Where's all the women's libbers saying, wait a minute, you're taking credit for something that a woman should really do. You're not a woman. Where are all you women's libbers? Oh, you're shut in the closets, right? Oh, we don't dare say anything because then we'll be homophobic or transphobic, and we don't dare do that. So we'll just let all the men take our firsts. We'll just let all the men walk all over us. You're letting all the men walk all over you because they say they're women. How wonderful. All of your achievements wiped off the face of the earth. All of your records, all of your first times. Oh, no. Those are all going to men because they claim they're women. And you don't want to raise your voice about that, right? Well, if you do, you'll get censored anyway. You don't dare say it. Censorship is running rampant. You can't even say anything on social media. You literally can't. PolitiFact is now, apparently, the fact checkers for Facebook. And I think maybe even Twitter. I don't know. But PolitiFact, for the people who don't know it, are an absolute scam. They couldn't fact check whether the sky was blue. Period. Recently, Harvard did a study saying cases of COVID are soaring in states that have very high amounts of vaxxed and double vaxxed people. Try putting it on Facebook, see what happens. It'll be labeled as not factually correct. That's a Harvard study. How is it not factually correct? And then when you look and see, well, what isn't factually correct? They'll say the headline. Cases aren't actually soaring. Oh, they're going up rapidly. But we wouldn't really consider that soaring. Oh, so you're taking umbrage with one word. You're not taking umbrage with the study. You're not saying cases aren't going up in highly vaccinated states and communities. You're saying the word soaring isn't quite the word to describe it. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Oh, that could be misleading. If you use the word soaring, it could be misleading. They are going up. Okay, well, you just said they're going up. Are they going up or aren't they? If they're not, then you're being misleading. If they are, you're still being misleading because now you're insinuating they're not. By the way, did you see Joe Biden in Virginia? Crowds of people, no masks, hugging, kissing cheeks. None of them have any masks. Meanwhile, in Chicago, Lori Lightfoot's yelling at a reporter from Newsmax, I will not answer your question until you put on your mask. She doesn't have one on, by the way. Every other person here has honored it by putting on their mask, and you won't. I will not answer your question until you put on your mask. Prove to me you have a mask. Where's Joe Biden's? Where's all those people? Down in Virginia holding that rally. Where are they? Hugging, kissing, shaking hands. Having a good old time, no masks. It's amazing. COVID only targets certain people. Didn't you know that? Peon? Slack jaw? It doesn't target us, elites. No, no. We need no masks. Just you. And if you say different, we'll censor you. See, the censorship has gotten to the point now where we are in a dangerous spot in this country. Because you can say all you want, oh, isn't it fabulous that we have Rumble? Isn't it fabulous that Donald Trump is coming out with a brand new social media page? No, you know what? No, it's not really fabulous. And I'll tell you why it's not. Because all it's going to do is segregate people. So everybody in that room is going to be of one mindset, one groupthink. Everybody over on Facebook and Twitter eventually will be of one mindset and one groupthink. So all you're really doing is preaching to the choir. You're not getting other people's opinions. You're not changing anybody else's mind. All you're doing is reiterating what other people say to make them feel validated for their feelings. That's not good. I'm not for segregation. I want to be in an atmosphere where somebody is going to write to me and say, so I can set them straight and say, let me explain to you why you're wrong. And maybe, just maybe, a few of those people will say, oh, okay, I didn't know that. That's very interesting. I'll look into that. I'm take your word for it, but I'm going to look into that. Maybe you're right. You see, that's the way we are supposed to learn. If we all just isolate ourselves away in little caves where everybody says, fire bad, okay, well, then that's it. What we need to do is we need to stop censoring anything that isn't obviously, directly a threat, a physical violence threat. And I'm going to make some people angry here. That includes bullying. I'm done with that nonsense. I grew up in school where every day of my life there was somebody who had something to say to somebody. Whether it was to me or whether it was to friends or whether it was to other students, we all had to deal with it. And we dealt with it. And guess what? We became better for dealing with it. Now, if somebody you don't even know on a social media platform says you're an idiot, that's bullying. Oh, I'm so offended someone called me an idiot. I don't know what to do. I don't know how you're going to survive in the world. I don't know how you're going to do it. It's amazing to me. Now I could see real bullying if somebody says, look, I'm going to come to where you work. I'm going to come to where you go to school. I'm going to do this to you or that to you. That takes a different feel. But you can't even say somebody's an idiot or it's down to bullying. You got YouTube removing Let's Go Brandon videos and Let's Go Brandon music. What is it saying? Well, you know what it's really saying. Yeah, well, so what? How does that violate anything? All it really does is violate freedom of speech and freedom of expression, which you are against. That's going to be part of the dark winter. You wait and see. Pretty soon, you're not even going to be able to get news that they don't want you to have. Where are all the CNN and MSNBC hosts saying cases are down in Florida to the point where COVID is plummeting? It's practically unheard of. Maybe DeSantis was right. Oh, no, he can't be right. He can't be right because he's a Republican. We would rather people die than admit that DeSantis was right. We would rather people die than to admit maybe ivermectin works. Maybe hydroxychloroquine works. Let's look into it. The more things that work, the better, right? Shouldn't that be the attitude? The more things that work, the better? I guarantee you, if somebody comes out today and says, I found out that Skittles, the dye in Skittles apparently, cures COVID, they'd say, throw them off the platform. Don't let them speak. Why? Why wouldn't you say, well, that sounds ridiculous, but let's test it, because if it's true, wow. Right? Wouldn't that be what you would do? Oh, no, not this administration. You see, in this administration controls the media to a large extent, and they control social media to a very large extent, as we found out with Mark Zuckerberg, who put hundreds of millions of dollars into campaigns to make sure the Democrats get their way. That becomes an arm of the government then. That is not a private business, and that is not a private platform. That is an arm of the government. Well, that's what you're dealing with now. The news is propaganda arms of the government. The people asking questions, they're not reporters. Those are propagandists. Your social media platforms, if you say anything that's true, and they don't want people to know it's true, they just shut it down. Pravda, that's what this is. And the dark winter is going to bring it more of it. You wait and see, a lot more of it. So where are you going to be as an American during this dark winter? This is going to be tough, folks. And the Democrats know they have to get every bit of their agenda through before this year ends, because, well, at least before most of the next year ends, because they are going to take a shellacking in the midterms. And they know it. That's why they're trying to drive every piece of this legislation they can through as quickly as they can, because if they don't, they're done. And what's going to be the answer if Republicans get back into office in 2024 and suddenly the economy's doing okay, there's no supply shortages, gas goes back down to, you know, $2.50. What's going to be their answer? This was our doing. It just took this long to get it done. You see, this was what Joe Biden had planned for. But, you know, if he was the president for the next 40 years, then this would have happened under his administration. This is, you know, it was a long-term effect of Joe Biden's plans. That's bullshit. That's what the Democrats always do. If something's going well, it's, well, you see, the previous president, who's a Democrat, that's his policies coming to fruition. If things are shit in the bed, it's, well, it was the previous president who left us this mess. You never take any personal responsibility for any of it because you can't, because none of your policies work. They do not work. Now, there's some people are asking me, am I going to comment on this Dr. Fauci situation? I'm not really going to comment on it, and I will tell you why. I warned everyone, first show I ever did. I told you what Dr. Fauci was. I told every single one of you what he was. I told you he funded gain-of-function research. I told you he illegally sent taxpayer money to the Wuhan lab. I told you he had a lab in North Carolina who was doing that research, and they were shut down. I told you exactly who he was. Six months later, the news media gets around to telling you who he was. And now everybody's shocked. And now PETA is, oh, we got to break our Dr. Fauci bobbleheads that we had on our car because he abused puppies. Well, let me tell you something. The abuse was hideous. He didn't do it personally, but he signed off on it. And you don't want to know what happened to them. I'm not even going to repeat what happened to those puppies. But what I will tell you is this. Any human being, and I am not putting any caveat on that, any human being who can do or sign off on what was done to those animals belongs in a mental institution. Period. And this is the man you were taking advice from. This is the man you were defending. This is the man when I told you he's lying about the masks. He's lying about the numbers of COVID. He's lying about the waves coming through. He's lying about all of this stuff. You say, oh, he's such a wonderful man. He is science. He is science. Go into that laboratory, all of you snowflake bullshit artists. Take a good long look at a puppy whose head is locked in a cage while flies, sand flies, are eating away his flesh alive. But don't worry, you won't hear the screams because they rip the vocal cords out of the puppies. Oh, and by the way, this kind of experiment on dogs is not mandated in any way, shape, or form. It's actually not even legal. But let's forget that. And let's forget, too, that he lied. He lied to Congress. Flat out lied. Oh, but he's fine. He's okay. I told you what he was. Now maybe you'll understand. See, here's the thing, folks, and I want you all to please turn the volume up on your computer or your device a little bit. I am not smarter than you. I am not better educated than you. I have no inside sources. I am not smarter than any of these reporters on the news. I'm just more honest. I'm telling you the truth. They won't. It took me 5 minutes, 10 minutes to find out about Dr. Fauci before I did the very first show I ever did on this channel. How come no reporters knew this? Ask yourself that question. How come I did and they didn't? The answer is very simple. They did. They chose not to report it because the government, they own most of the news media and they own most of the social media platforms. Maybe not physically own. But boy, they are the ones who give the marching orders. And if this isn't one of the most disturbing things you'll ever hear, then I don't know. Dr. Fauci belongs in jail. He belongs in prison for two things. Number one, he lied to Congress. Number two, he illegally redirected taxpayer money, which is in itself is a crime. Oh, and then, by the way, he signed off on these brutal experiments, which are in no way, shape, or form are mandated or allowed. Needs to go to jail. Not be held up as a hero. We're going to get to some of the student indoctrination in a minute, but let me go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
Marcus. What's up, my friend?
William.
I'm a little angry. No, let me change that. I'm a lot angry. Because of all the dastardly, tyrannical, egotistical people in the world, Dr. Fauci takes the cake. There is no reason why any of these experiments should have been done on puppies. It wasn't mandated by anything scientific. What scientific data are they looking to get? That's my question. What scientific data are you looking to get by torturing defenseless animals? Not only should he be in freaking jail, he should be under the jail.
Here's the deal. Even if there were something to be learned, even if you can say scientifically, I can prove there's something to be learned by this, I could do that too. I could say scientifically, if I cut a human being open alive and test some ridiculous thing on them, or I dip them in ice water nude, and to see how long they can survive before they freeze to death, I guess there's some scientific basis to say, oh, well, now we know something. But that doesn't justify the means. Do you understand? It doesn't justify the means. And he needs to go to prison. And anything short of that, I'm not accepting. And I don't give a damn if the Republicans get in and they say, well, you know, water under the bridge, F you. It's not water under the bridge. You see, but I told you, folks, told you something very important. I said, eventually this tyrannical regime, which is really a cult, that's what it is, it's a cult, they will come for you. 90% of the people, maybe more, maybe 95% of the people involved in PETA are liberal Democrats. They are calling for Anthony Fauci's resignation and his arrest. Oh, the liberal hero isn't quite what it seems. And you know what they're telling you, basically? You can go F yourself. We're not going after him at all. Shut up and sit down. How dare you question the regime? Oh, they're coming for you now, huh? They're coming for your freedom of speech. They're coming for something that you champion, a cause you want. Ah, but it's just beginning. See, because now you're losing the women's libbers, too, because they're saying, I don't want a man in an MMA ring beating up a real woman. I don't want a man in a powerlifting competition blowing away a woman's all-time record, and now the women don't even have the record anymore. And I heard some, we're going to get to this next. Stay on the phone, caller, because I'm going to get your thoughts on this. Let's go to the school board, shall we? Where we were told by Merrick Garland and others, oh, they're terrorists, they're domestic terrorists, these parents. Like the man who dared to come into school and say my daughter was raped in a bathroom by a man in a dress, a boy in a dress. And you know what they said? Didn't happen. Oh, no, our records show this did not happen. You, sir, are a liar, and if your daughter says so, she's a liar and probably a tramp. And next question, get the hell out of here. Who do you think you are? None of this happened. All the while they knew, not only did it happened before with the same kid, and they just transferred him to a different school. Oh, so you covered it up. You covered up a crime. And why was that crime covered up? I'm going to tell you why, because I'm not afraid. So get real close to your listening device, because I'm not afraid of this cancel culture crapola. There are people saying it doesn't matter what he wore in the bathroom. It doesn't matter that he had a dress. The crime matters, but what he wore doesn't. Oh, yes, it does. That matters very much. That's why it wasn't reported. Oh, we can't have a trans person in a bathroom or someone who posed as a trans person in a bathroom might have raped a girl. That's going to cause trouble with our agenda that it really makes no difference. Aha. Because if that had just been some boy in a leather jacket, his ass would have been in jail. His ass is in jail now anyway. But they wouldn't have covered it up. They would have said, yep, that happened. And that kid's ass is toast. Oh, but he had a dress on. This complicates things because now the narrative is going to be, Look how easy it is for someone to dress up like a woman and commit an act of violence against a real woman in a bathroom. We can't have that. Cover this up. Sweep this under the rug so no one will hear about it. Otherwise, this could threaten our agenda. That's why what he's wearing matters. You idiots. It wouldn't have been covered up otherwise. But let me let you in on something that you may not know. This is just the tip of the iceberg with your kids. You think CRT is bad? How about the women who are getting up there and starting to read books that their kids were given to read that has very, very graphic depictions of anal sex, oral sex, group sex? And when the women went to read it out loud in front of this school board, her microphone was cut. Oh, we can't have that kind of language here. Oh, but you can have their 12-year-old kid reading it, right? Adults shouldn't be subjected to this language in this book, but a 12-year-old kid's mind can be poisoned by it. That have some girl having oral sex with three or four people at a party and then having someone else say, that's perfectly normal. That's what girls do at parties. Ah. Wonder what the message there is to those girls, huh? Maybe it's the same message that a school in Kentucky used when they had boys dress up as women and give lap dances to teachers. Yeah, you heard that right. That happened. I didn't make that up. The videos exist because some idiot had to videotape it because obviously they're perverts and they wanted to relive it over and over again in the privacy of their home, that they got 16, 17-year-old boys to dress up as a woman and grind on their lap, because that, of course, is normal behavior for any school. That is a crime. They are underage. That is a crime. Why are they not in jail? For the same reason Hunter Biden isn't in jail. For the same reason Hillary Clinton isn't in jail. For the same reason Dr. Fauci isn't in jail, because they have a D next to their name. Do you understand that your society as we know it is being pulled from you little by little, including your rights as a parent? If you don't care about politics at all, wake the hell up when it comes to your actual family and realize you are dealing with psychopaths. I told you, second show I did, that Nancy Pelosi was associated with a man who said the legal age of consent should be like 8. He wrote some articles on, he's obviously a pedophile, right? Here he is with Nancy Pelosi, and he's close friends with her. Oh, well, that's very good. Thank you. And you know what they're doing with this agenda? Well, you know, children as young as 8 or 9 know their sexuality, whether they want to be a woman or a man. Yeah, you know why? Because the next thing they're going to tell you is, and since they know their sexuality, they're probably ready for sexual experience too. That's where you're going with this, you bunch of perverts. These are the lowlives of the world. Do you think for 1 minute, I'm asking you a serious question, do you think for 1 minute that if I were a teacher in a school where they told 16-year-old boys to dress as women and grind on the laps of adult males, that I wouldn't say, hold the goddamn phone? You're not doing this. And if you are, I'm walking out and I'm going to the police. This is the equivalent of child abuse. Oh, we can get away with it. We're the ruling class. We get to tell you what we teach children. Remember in Virginia, according to their governor? Oh, parents have no right. Children should be taught what the school wants to teach them. How dare parents have any rights? You see, they're taking away your parental rights. They're going to give your daughter condoms at 11 and just say, oh, well, we don't need to tell you. They're the ones who said she can have an abortion at 12, 13 years, 14 years old, and I don't have to tell you. Who are you? You're just their parent. We're the elites. We're the government. We get to decide what's right for your child. I don't care if you have a D or an R next to your name. Do you think that's acceptable? Wake up. They're using the D next to the name. They're using the rah-rah, our side bullshit to take away all of your rights, and it's going to be your rights too. Not just the Republicans, not just the Trumpers, your rights. And if you don't help the people who they already are trying to strip the rights from, don't turn around and ask us to help you. Because what you're going to get is the middle finger. Now is the time for decent people to stand up and say, hold the phone. You've gone too far. We're not putting up with this. We're not lowering our standards. We're not lowering our morals. We're not going to beg for a turkey on Thanksgiving. We are not going to sit home like house cats and be fed by the government and told what we have to inject into our bodies. We are not doing it. And if you try to label us as domestic terrorists because we don't agree with your ridiculous fascist regime, there's going to be trouble. And that trouble is going to come in the ballot boxes because you're not going to get elected. Oh, you can try. We're already hearing Obama say, oh, well, you know, those terrible Republicans are trying very hard to make it very difficult to vote. Why? By showing ID? I have to show ID for spray paint. I can't buy spray paint without showing ID. I can't walk into Walmart and buy an R-rated movie without them saying, is this customer 18? Prove it. Oh, but voting should be, oh, no, that's okay. After all, why should you have to prove who you are to vote? Caller, this is getting ridiculous. It's no longer about Democrat and Republican. It is simply about a regime that wants 100% control over you and every single aspect of your life, including your family and your children.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right about that. And let me explain, let me say this for the cheap seats and for the people who can listen to the sound of my voice. These people are not leaders. They are merely, they work for us. We elected them. They simply guide what our voices say. That's what a politician is. This is what, these are who the people that our founding fathers warned us about. When they said, protect us against all enemies, foreign and domestic, these are domestic enemies to our family, to our children, to our way of fucking life. Excuse my language. But God damn,
well, you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you something even more than that. They're ideologues, all of them. When they're trapped in a corner and they have to defend their actual position, when they have to come out of their little box of groupthink, when they literally have to say, here's why my position makes sense, they can't do it. That's why they don't do it. That's why you don't see them come on to shows and say, I'm defending this. Try defending it, please. Somebody, please come on the show and tell me why it's okay to have young boys dress up as women and lap dance on adult males who are supposed to be their teachers. Please tell me. I'm waiting. Please tell me why it's okay to lower our standards here in the United States because, oh, we just, you know, we can't have these things. Why? Please tell me why I should be paying $5 a gallon for gasoline when I was paying $2 a gallon for gasoline 9 months ago. Why? Please tell me why I have to wear a mask, but you don't have to wear a mask, and nobody else has to wear a mask. Please tell me why I have to put an injection in my body that I don't want in my body, because even if I do, I could still get COVID and spread it, but you just won't simply say, well, as long as you get tested, you're okay. You see, none of this adds up. We're called conspiracy theorists, but the bottom line is, if every single fact begins to not add up, well, you say, this isn't a fact, and this doesn't make any sense, and this isn't true, eventually, you'll open your eyes and say, "This is, we're being led by the nose," and that's exactly what's happening. And the Democratic Party knows that, and their voting base simply says, oh, well, I can't say anything because Trump bad, though. If I say anything, I'll be called a Trumper. And oh, that's worse than being called a child molester, because that's what your teachers are, by the way. That's what half of your Democratic Party is, by the way. Oh, I'll be called something horrible. No. It's the worst thing to be called a Trumper. You're all crazy. You're all crazy. You all belong to a cult, and you're bug-eyed crazy, all of you. If anyone within the sound of my voice can pull into a gas station and say, this is Trump's fault, or at very least, well, this has nothing to do with Biden, there's something wrong with you. And it's one of two things. Either you're very ignorant or you're in denial. And I suggest it's the second one. I think you're in denial because your ego will not allow you to say, I was taken in by this nonsense. How many of you people listening to my voice, maybe a few of you that might be liberal or Democrat, were worshiping at the feet of Anthony Fauci? How many of you are saying, oh, is he so wonderful? He's just amazing. And oh, he's like a sex symbol for the seniors, and he's just wonderful. Yeah, he's a puppy killer. He's a torturer. He's a guy who gets off on abusing animals, apparently, because any idiot, you think I'd sign off on that? Do you think I'd sign off on that even if I'm a man of science? You see, because the thing is, what you could gain from it is not worth the cost of doing it, the moral worth of doing it. Again, I can tell you, I could experiment on babies, right? Oh, you don't want that baby? You're going to abort it anyway? Well, you know what? Have it full term and we'll cut it open and we'll learn a lot of stuff about babies. No need for any painkiller. Going to die anyway. Oh, would that be acceptable? Maybe we could learn something. Well, what is it you're trying to learn? That sandflies can strip the flesh off a puppy's face if the puppy can't move? Yeah, well, they could do that to a human, too. Shall we use a human? Should we do that? No, of course not. But Dr. Fauci doesn't care because this whole thing is a medical experiment. This is what you don't understand. What you're seeing before your eyes is an experiment, and it's not just a medical one. It's one of seeing how much compliance can we expect from the American people if we give orders. If we take away their freedoms, how quickly will they comply? Oh, we'll start with it being a medical emergency, and oh, you must, for the safety of you and your family. But then we'll slowly start to pull that back and say, well, we also must comply to not having a gas-powered car. You also must comply to being much more vegan. This is all for the good of the planet. We're your rulers. That's what they're doing. This is a test, and you're failing it. You're all failing it. It's time for you to take the D off your name, the R off your name, and just put the big A by your name. You're an American. Take a look in the goddamn mirror and take a damn good look at what you're allowing in this country and realize you have to stop it and you have the power to stop it. If you would get off your ass, open up your eyes, and realize it's right before your face. I pray to God that you're able to do that. I really do.